Our Old Testament reading and Gospel readings are interesting today when compared. On the one hand, Elijah hears the voice in the very small wind and not in the mighty disasters. Then in the Gospel, Jesus walks on water, as does Peter for a while. A pretty dramatic thing. One sees God in the smallest of things, while one shows God's power in the mightiest of things. Peter is walking on the water towards Jesus, but he loses sight of Jesus when he notices the mighty wind and waves. He became distracted. He becomes frightened at the stuff around him. That sure sounds familiar to our own life. We become easily distracted by stuff around us, especially things that look dangerous. The news and the social media feeds this. They know that we will get more clicks and watches by focusing on disasters and not the peace. It feeds into our natural inclination as people to focus on the scary stuff, be it real or imaginary. Elijah, on the other hand, stays in his cave. He knows God will be passing by to speak with him, but he stays in a cave when a mighty wind passes by, even as it crashes rocks. He stays inside during the earthquake and the raging fire. Elijah stays inside knowing that those things are a distraction. They are not God speaking to him. While these two readings on the surface seem to hint at having a different interpretation of hearing God's voice, they both are really saying the same thing. They are saying to focus on God, to listen to his voice, which is not found in the strong winds that blow our life about. God's voice is not found in the earthquakes or the fires of our life. God's voice is found in the quiet. God is found in silence. The noise of life is a distraction from God. And if we want to hear God speak to us, then we need to stop talking. We need to listen and focus on him. The devil knows this. This is why our world is filled with distractions. Our phones, our TVs, our radios, all the games, entertainment, and all the sports. These things are not inherently evil, but evil uses them to distract us from God. Sometimes we can even make God's voice out of these mighty things. The louder, the more exciting or scary a thing seems, the easier they can become our God, because we throw all of our focus on those things. It's important for us to refocus ourselves every single day, starting our day with prayer, maybe a silent drive to work, listening to less news, and more listening to God's voice in the silence. It's difficult to find peace every day, but we can work to carve it out. The world will try and distract us. The world will try and tell us that those moments are a waste of time, but spending time, even a little as 5 minutes in silence with the Lord every day, is never going to be a waste of time. Like anything, the more we practice it, the better we will get at it. The more we practice this, the more we will start to crave it, because silence with God means deepening a relationship with God. We hopefully can find it here in this church, but we also need to find it elsewhere in our daily life. Let's work to find moments to hide away from the world and to spend time quietly with God, even just a few minutes. When we do, we will be amazed at how our faith will grow and how the craziness of this world will lose its power over us.